I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. Genuine Poetess is the preeminent feminist poet in Waco. According to the brief biography in the book, she has had a wide-ranging and diverse career as a poet, ranging from California to Italy and now Texas. She founded the Waco Poet Society in 2013, as well as a grassroots writing circle project with chapters in Los Angeles, Texas, and Lebanon. Genuine's poetry is rooted in the conviction that creative health is a matter of justice. She organizes arts programming in her community and ponders ways to disrupt the homeostasis. She is a fantastic poet, and her collection Blood Stories will set your mind to thinking deep thoughts. Here's a sample of her work, and my favorite in this collection. In the poem Nourish, she writes, "I need poetry because someone is erasing history. I need your stories, our stories, earth stories, and blood stories, sea stories and bone stories, carved on our teeth and our cells. I need great-grandmother stories and medicine man stories, and I need the stories of the wind and those of the trees before they, too, are cut down and disappeared right before our eye. I need them in my ears, in my chest. I need to swallow them whole to be tasted over my lifetime. I need to stitch them into the pockets of my soul, so wherever I travel, I carry them, a part of me, engrave them onto the sky, spell them out with stars, dig them up out of their graves, whisper them into the rocks. They are trying to unmake history, unraveling the fabric of knowledge. They are unteaching our children with hollowed-out impostors, pretending and whitewashing. Look under the carpet. They have swept all the stories there, locked the door, swallowed the key. I need us stories, the sustenance of thriving. I need poetry because someone is erasing truth." Another shorter poem, Flo, reads, "So many blood stories, they won't stop flowing. There's no gauze, no wrap, no salve to clot the blood, only ink, bleeding into my page, entire lifetimes within each drop." Another interesting poem is In Service of the Word, which uses the title of a book by Natalie Goldberg in the second line. Genuine writes, "We are writing down the bones, taking dictation of their verse. The muse is in our marrow. This poetry holds us up, gives us our form, our matter, moves us to dancing, holds our grief like rings on a tree. Cycles round and ripe, cut them open, and you will find all our stories spilling out, the deep red blood of our throbbing, our thriving." I have been through this collection slowly over several weeks, and after each reading, ideas and emotions took shape. As a disclaimer, Genuine is a friend of mine, and I will admit to a swell of hesitation when she signed my copy of the book. It's hard to read the work of a friend, and harder still to criticize it. These poems are powerful. They're full of emotion, but they are also filled with love for life. And as one critic wrote, "This poet sings with a timeless, soulful lyricism." Blood Stories, a cycle of 28 poems by Genuine Poetess, is available through Yellow Chair Press in Waco, Texas. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.